This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has suspended the swimmer-based portion of its water rescue program, and all rescue swimmer-related equipment has been removed from department apparatus. The announcement originally came Monday night in a press release issued by Local 652 Union President Matt McFarlane, citing that shortfalls in the budget were the cause of the program being suspended. A press release issued this morning by Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie disputed that notion, saying that the original release sent out last night was not only an incorrect statement, but false. Gillespie cited the lack of trained and certified personnel willing to participate in the program as the reason for the suspension, and that was due to the resignation of members from the team and a lack of new members wishing to become trained and certified. Humboldt Bay Fire will continue to respond to water rescue calls, but can only assist from the shore. On Sunday, the California Highway Patrol recovered a stolen vehicle that was unoccupied in Garberville after a white male adult stole the vehicle at gunpoint. That suspect would flee the scene. This morning, two citizens tipped off the CHP Garberville office that the suspect was located in Alder Point, and officers responded to the scene and contacted 42-year-old Scott Allen Brown, who matched the description. Brown initially gave a false name and he was determined to be under the influence of a controlled substance. A search of his person turned up drug paraphernalia and methamphetamine. After the victims of the vehicle theft positively identified Brown as the suspect, he was booked into county jail on a list of charges, including possession of methamphetamine, reckless discharge of a firearm, and vehicle theft. Dan Squire has news from the Eureka Police Department.
Officers from the Eureka Police Department and investigators from the District Attorney's Office arrested 42-year-old Chad Smith on suspicion of unlawful sexual contact with a child. Smith, a former restaurant owner, is a substitute elementary school teacher in Eureka and Fortuna, and he was booked on 9 felony charges related to lewd acts on a child following an investigation by Eureka detectives. Smith's bail was set at $2.6 million.
Thank you, Dan. Measure Z road work is set to take place tomorrow, but with rain forecasted later in the week, Thursday's road work has been rescheduled. Resurfacing that was scheduled for Thursday has been pushed back to Monday, the 12th, and work on that day will take place on Locust Street from Melville Road to Conger Street and on Redway Drive from Bridge Lane to Bryceland Thorn Road, as well as Orchard Lane from Bridge Lane to Riverview Lane. Residents are reminded that tomorrow resurfacing will take place on Maple Lane from Redwood Drive to Locust Street, Cedar Street from Pine Lane, and Conger Street from Redwood Drive to Cedar, as well as Orchard Lane, Parr Avenue, and Redway Drive from Redwood Drive to Bridge Lane. Resurfacing will take place from 7:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents gathered at the newly named Mattaket Market Square today as a ceremony was held for the 107th birthday of the Mattaket cruise boat. Built on the Humboldt Bay in 1910, the Mattaket is the last of 7 vessels that once transported families and workers around the Humboldt Bay and is one of 700 historic vessels registered in the United States. Now, the Mattaket offers tours around the bay and is run by the Humboldt Bay Maritime Museum. On May 16th, the Eureka City Council unanimously voted to rename the C Street Market Square as the Mattaket Plaza. It was originally thought to be another type of northern flying squirrel along the Pacific coast, but it turns out the animal is its own distinct species after more studies. Scientists have now named the critter Humboldt's flying squirrel after further examination of the animal's DNA. For over 200 years, it was believed that only 2 species of flying squirrels existed in the Americas, including the Pacific coastal flying squirrel. But despite similar physical features, tests show that they were indeed separate and distinct. The State Department of Public Health lifted health advisories related to sport-harvested shellfish in Delmar County. The advisory was initially issued after tests showed high levels of paralytic toxins within shellfish. The latest test results, however, show decreased levels, and the advisory has been lifted for whole scallops and most of clam species. Health advisories specifically for razor clams remain in effect in Delnord and Humboldt counties. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.